This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the world not to wait until November's presidential election in the U.S. to take action against Russia.
In a pivotal speech during the NATO summit here in Washington, Zelensky said the calendar should not play a role.
And not to wait for November or any other month.
And any U.S. leader has to stand firm in defending democracy.
I'm compromising against Putin and his coterie.
Zelensky arrived here pleading for more air defenses against Russian attacks, and President Biden announced to great fanfare they're on the way. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers returned to the nation's capital this week for the first time since President Joe Biden's disappointing performance in the presidential debate against presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump late last month. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports on calls from Capitol Hill for Biden to step aside.
He just has to step down because he can't win.
Representative Mike Quigley, one of a handful of House and Senate Democrats who have publicly expressed concerns that Biden has not made the case he is healthy enough to serve another 4 years. But the majority of Democrats still pledge their support, like Representative Peter Aguilar of California.
President Biden is the nominee, and we support the Democratic nominee that will be Donald Trump. That is a fact.
The White House said Biden's debate performance was a temporary misstep. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
At least 18 people were killed when a double-decker passenger bus collided with a milk truck in northern India. The collision occurred on an expressway, and 19 injured people have been rushed to the hospital. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a survivor from the Kyiv Children's Hospital explosion.
16-year-old Solomia Femeniuk was undergoing a treatment that required her to sit still for up to 5 hours and could not be interrupted. Her mother, Oksana, says that doctors rushed to her daughter's dialysis room to disconnect patients. But the moment doctors arrived, an explosion occurred. Solomia woke to find the ceiling crumpled over her small body. She said the first thing she thought when she awoke from the rubble was, "Where is her mother?" Solomia had been evacuated after the blast, and she was safe. The strike on the Ahmadid Children's Hospital, where 627 children were being cared for at the time, killed two adults, including a female doctor, and injured 50. I'm Haya Panjwani.
An Israeli airstrike on a school-turned-shelter in southern Gaza killed at least 25 Palestinians. Heavy bombardment in the north, meanwhile, forced the closure of medical facilities in Gaza City and sent thousands fleeing in search of increasingly elusive refuge. Israel's new ground assault in Gaza's largest city is its latest effort to battle Hamas militants regrouping in areas the army previously said had been largely cleared. Large parts of Gaza City and urban areas around it have been flattened or left a shattered landscape. After 9 months of fighting, much of the population fled earlier in the war, but 100,000 Palestinians remain in the north. An Associated Press reporter at a nearby hospital counted the bodies from the strike on the school. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that a top U.S. intelligence official says that Iran is encouraging Gaza war protests in the U.S. to stoke outrage and distrust.
The director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, says the groups linked to the Iranian government have posed as online activists, encouraged campus protests, and even provided some financial support. Haines says that while Americans do have a right to protest, they should know when foreign governments are seeking to meddle in domestic affairs. Officials say Russia, Iran, and China may all seek to spread disinformation ahead of the 2024 election in an effort to undermine faith in democracy. Haines says that Americans who are being targeted by the Iranian campaign may not be aware that they are interacting with or receiving support from a foreign government. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yemen's Houthi rebels targeted United States flag container ship in the Gulf of Aden on Tuesday. That's according to officials, saying that the latest assault by the group on the crucial maritime trade route has occurred again. Captain of the ship reported an explosion in close proximity to the vessel off the coast of Nishtan, Yemen. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.